Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. 1:3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. 1:4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. 1:5. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. 1:6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. 2:1. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? 2:2. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord, and against his anointed, saying, 2:3. Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. 2:4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. 2:5. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. 2:6. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. 2:7. I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. 2:8. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. 2:9. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. 2:10. Be wise now therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. 2:11. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. 2:12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. 3:1. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. 3:2. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. 3:3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. 3:4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. 3:5. I laid me down and slept, I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. 3:6. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. 3:7. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. 3:8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. 4:1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. 4:2. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity, and seek after leasing? Selah. 4:3. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. 4:4. Stand in awe, and sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still. Selah. 4:5. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. 4:6. There be many that say, Who will shew us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. 4:7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. 4:8. I will both lay me down in peace, and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. 5:1. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. 5:2. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, and my God, for unto thee will I pray. 5:3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. 5:4. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. 5:5. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. 5:6. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing, the Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. 5:7. But as for me, I will come into thy